The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, it's nice to see everyone. And I hope you are happy to be here. I think you are. I think Sangha is a really nice place to be. There's something something freeing about being in Sangha. We all have good intentions toward each other. We're not judging each other. We're not, we're just happy to be with each other. And maybe that's something, excuse me, gotta do something here, to be grateful for. Yeah, something to be grateful for. Sangha. Is it for you just to be here with each other right now? You can relax, let your heart open, let your mind open, and just be. This great teacher, Nyul Ken Rinpoche, said that a moment of enlightenment is a moment of realizing the blessings that are showering down upon you. So realizing the blessings that are here, that are showering, you know, or pouring forth from you to each other. So we can relax in that, relax into that shower of blessings. And feel loved, feel safe. And not only here, do you feel safe? Do you feel free from danger pretty much in your life? And that's rare. So we could appreciate, you could appreciate that. Not everybody feels free from danger. Not everybody feels safe. And we feel particularly safe here with Sangha. And we can feel so safe in meditation, enveloped in our own kind, loving awareness. So we can be grateful to our meditation practice that we've been so fortunate to have learned. We can feel grateful for Dharma, right? Dharma that that we have, you know, it's amazing that we have so much access to Dharma. It's just so amazing. It wasn't this way 50 years ago. It wasn't this way, gosh, I was exposed to the Dharma 50 years ago. So, yeah, that's about when it started, you know, the consciousness movement. But before that, you know, our parents grandparents. So maybe we could be grateful for Dharma, that Dharma has made us a little happier. This gift of Dharma has made us a little more content, a little more easeful in our lives, a little more free, a little more free from suffering. What a gift to be grateful for. And as I'm asking you these questions, I'm asking myself too, to remind myself of the specialness of this life, the preciousness of this life. Do you have physical well-being? Now, you might have some pain. You might have a lot of pain in your body. But is there some physical well-being that you feel in your, you know, in your feet, in your teeth, in your eyes? You can see, I think most of us can see. My eyes are dimming. My seeing isn't what it used to be, but I can still see. So do you have some physical well-being in your body? And is that something to be appreciated? And do you have some mental or emotional well-being? You may have fear, you may have anxiety, you may have some insecurity, but not all the time, and you do have some, at least some, if not total, some mental well-being in this precious life. And we could be grateful for that. I'm so happy to be home. We had a PG&E, we had an outage. And so I was out of my home for 4 days. But I'm back in my home now. And I'm so happy to be home. I'm so grateful for this home. When I came back, I just sat down in my living room, looked out the windows, looked around. And was just so grateful to have this home. We have the riches that we have in our homes are far superior to what most people have ever had, including kings, royalty throughout time. It's amazing. We have flush toilets. We have electricity. We turn on the lights. We have heat. We have wonderful furniture that's so comfortable. You go to a museum and you look at the furniture from other centuries, and it doesn't look very comfortable. We have these nice beds. There's a bed behind me. It's just such a wonderful bed. So we have all these riches, these comforts, and these freedoms. And we have loved ones people in our lives who we love and who love us. How wonderful. And not only from them, but from other people, we have felt kindness. Have you felt kindness recently coming your way? People are kind all the time. You walk down the street and people say hi, where I live anyhow. So have you experienced kindness? And is that something to appreciate? Take in. Thank you. And have you been kind? And how does that feel? And is that something to appreciate, your own kindness, your own goodness? And and we've all experienced the Dharma. And as a result of the Dharma, we're a little more easeful now. We're a little more content now. We're a little happier now because of the Dharma, the precious Dharma. We have a little less suffering now. So is the Dharma something to really be grateful for? And we've experienced teachers who have embodied this Dharma and who just want to spark it in you. That's all they want. They want to give it to you. So grateful for this Dharma and these teachers who have imparted it to us. So I'm so grateful for all of you, this field of kindness and sincerity, wanting to really find truth, really find goodness. So let's meditate for a few minutes and then we can go into small groups. And it's so lovely to hear each other experience what you're grateful for. Even if it's for Christmas cookies. Even if it's for chocolate cake. I kind of go to food when I think about things to be grateful for. So let's take a meditative posture. And relax. Relax into your body. You can have your eyes open or closed, it doesn't matter. Thank you. And feel your feeling, whatever you're feeling right now. Feel your body. Be aware of your breath. In a light way, as a reference point, as a golden key to unlock. Your recognition of your own awareness. That's here with you all the time. This wide open knowing quality. And this breath can help us reduce stress by recognizing we let go of stress on the exhale. So let it work for you. Let it help you. Take advantage of it. The stress reduction therapy of our breath. And just, as I said, just lightly aware. Maybe 10% on the breath. And notice the gap at the end of the exhale and how awareness can permeate that gap. And if there are thoughts, of course there are thoughts. Just be aware of them. And if there's silence, be aware of that. Thoughts, no thoughts. Doesn't matter to awareness. The vast blue sky doesn't mind the clouds. Clouds come and go and come and go. But the vast blue sky is always here. Never departing. Our best friend. Has been with us. All of our lives. Before we had reactivities, before we had habitual patterns, it was here. And then we learned habitual patterns, and it is here. And it continues to be here, holding us. Through all kinds of weather, all the ups and downs. Through breakdowns, panic, joy, falling in love, losses, awareness never betrays us, never leaves us. Appreciate that. And there's a fundamental warmth . We want to be happy, we want to be at ease, we want to be content, and we want this for our loved ones. We want this for people. We're friendly to people, we want them to feel at ease. Appreciate your this warm, friendly, loving quality in you. Grateful. This is part of what it is to be a human being. And we are kind. Even if we, which we often sadly do, judge ourselves. It's not all the time, and the judgments pass like clouds in the sky, like waves in the ocean. And we come back to this relief from suffering, this compassion. We want to be free. Appreciate your compassion, your kindness to yourself and to others. Your love. For your loved one, your partner, your grandchildren, your pet, and your kindness and your awareness. This is Dharma. appreciate your own fundamental basic goodness. Beneath the afflictions, we are Buddha. Appreciate your warmth, your Buddha nature, aware, kind, and wise. And your breath that has been breathing you. You got spanked maybe when you were just born, and then you started to breathe and it never stopped. You've been breathed by your breath all your life. Nourishing you, keeping you alive, non-stop, whether you're awake or asleep. Appreciate your breath. Thank you, breath. And your heart has been beating all your life, sending blood all through your body, keeping you alive, never asking for anything in return, just beating, 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 selflessly, generously. Usually we don't notice these things. But we can be grateful to our hearts and to our digestive organs. We have kidneys, and liver, and all these digestive organs, intestines, pancreas, stomach, that process our food, always hard at work beneath our consciousness, sending nourishment all through the body. Appreciate you can go to the bathroom and excrete. And what a relief that we can do that. Appreciating these functions. So celebrate your own good fortune. Your jewel-like eyes. How much would you pay for your eyes? Your hearing. Your sense of touch. You can feel your body. you can taste. Some people can't taste. The breath. You have legs and feet. You can walk. Appreciate your legs and feet. And the arms and hands that do so many things. How would it be to not have a hand? Grateful for these hands. And sometimes we're not happy with our thinking mind, but we long for a silent mind for some reason, but the mind, it leads our lives. It tells us what to do, how to do it, where to go. Everything is the boss, led by the boss, the mind. We'd be lost without it. Appreciating your amazing mind. So I could go on and on, but just for a few minutes, just rest yourself in your own good fortune. Appreciate your own good fortune in any way you can or want. And now just relax, give up any doing, and just be alive, be here, without any effort, just be the gift of being. Which includes thinking. Includes getting hooked and getting free.